sweet potatoes, I guess that's a vegetable, turnip greens, mustard greens, collards. Well, then there's some fancy lettuces and things of that nature.
What about another leafy vegetable besides lettuce? You shred it up to make slaw.
Cabbage, yeah.
If you wanted to go to the store and get you some of that, you tell me to go get it.
A head of cabbage, head of lettuce.
Heard that term used any other way besides describing it. So many head of lettuce.
Head of cattle?
Yeah.
Oh.
What about if a man had, say, three boys, two girls? You ever heard of a person refer to his children as having so many head of children?
I don't think so.
What about a fair quantity of children, say, a man had seven boys and seven
got
girls?
A passel of kids?
Right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned sweet potatoes. People around here call those anything else?
Some people call them yams. And I really don't know the technical difference between a sweet potato and a yam. There may not be any, but...
Another type of potatoes besides sweet potatoes?
Well, people here would call them Irish potatoes. White potatoes. Usually they're talking about the two different kinds. We had Irish potatoes and we had sweet potatoes.
Another vegetable I don't think you mentioned is kind of hard, red colored root vegetable.
Beets?
Yeah, this is though you find in green salads. It's pretty tart, kind of hot tasting.
Parsley? Parsley.
Or some people call it horse.
Horseradish, yeah.
They grow in this area?
Some, yeah.
And something else that grows on bushes, these great big red...
Tomatoes? Okra? Yeah, tomatoes would be the red one.
Yeah. Do you have the variety of tomatoes that don't get much bigger than about that? Something like that?
Yeah.
Any idea what they're called?
I just call them dwarf tomatoes, or little tomatoes. There's probably a technical name for it, but I don't know.
What about cherry tomatoes, salad tomatoes, Tommy Toes?
Well, I heard it called salad tomatoes and cherry tomatoes, yeah.
You mentioned onions. Do you have a type that has the long stalk to it? You might see those in a salad bar or something like that.
Leeks? You're not talking about garlic.
You ever call them either spring onions or green onions?
Yeah, spring onions, green onions, sure, yeah.
So if you left an apple out in the hot sun, it probably wouldn't be long before it began to...
shrivel up.
What about different kinds of beans that are grown here?
Snap beans, we call green beans, pole beans, bush beans. That's about it, yeah.
What about the fat ones, you know?
Butter beans.
Yeah.
Lima beans, yeah.
And if you just picked a bunch of those, you'd say you had to sit down and do what?
I had to shell them.
What about that covering over near a corner, you call that?
The shuck, or some people say husk, but shuck, really.
And the thing that grows right out of the top of the stalk, that's the...
tassel. Or, I don't know what else it's called.
And this stuff, stringy stuff that's on the ear horn, you call that that you have to brush off?
That's really what I was thinking of before, but the tassel is up the top, that is right. The silk.
Well, the people around here call an ear horn this, well, it's... the corn is tender enough to eat right off the ear. That's a
roasting ear.
And you were telling
fresh
me some
corn.
People
say roasting ear.
Yeah. And this big thing that people buy around Halloween to make jack-o'-lanterns out of.
Pumpkins.
Do those grow in this area?
Not very well. No, most of them are brought in.
What about different types of melons growing around?
We have watermelon, cantaloupe, musk, well, I don't know that they grow here. Musk melons are different, some tropical melons.
Sometimes you see these things growing wild in people's yards. Looks like a little umbrella that's been raised.
Toadstool.
Yeah. Now those things, is there something different from that that might be edible?
Mushrooms. Yeah. I don't know what the difference is. Some of them are edible, some of them are not edible, I know. And I wouldn't eat any of them that I didn't buy already prepared.